with you in the kitchen, in the car, no matter where you are. The Big Show with PT on 3BA.
And the Big Show Entertainment Report with Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Good morning to you, Jaden.
Hello, PT. Good morning.
And how are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. I'm a little bit curious to find out how you've been this week, though, and if you've followed up on our little bit of homework that we set last week with Channel 7's big brand new show, Holy Moly. Did you catch that earlier in the week?
Well, I did.
Hit or not?
I did watch Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, specifically Tuesday, because I had a friend of mine from the Gold Coast who was on the show, Mark Duncan, and he actually won Tuesday night show. And here's the verdict, Jaden Forster. I found it mildly entertaining. By the time I got to the third night, the in-jokes and the sexual innuendo jokes were a bit waning. And I found it long. It was like an hour and a half each show. So I found it, you know, I thought they might have condensed it a little bit more. Overall, out of 10, I'd probably give it a 4.5.
Okay. Yeah, I sort of took a little bit of a similar opinion to you. I did think it was quite long. It does tend to drag on a little bit. But to be completely honest, I only watched it on the Monday night because I've been a bit engrossed with tennis, as I am most times this year. But I did quite like it. I found it highly entertaining. And I thought as well, it wasn't really too over the top and dramatic. And I think the judges, not the judges, the commentators, I think they sort of got the ratio between the commentators and the action fairly down pat. So yeah, I didn't mind it. But look, you know, reality TV isn't really my cup of tea anyway.
Mm.
But I did quite enjoy it. But as you sort of touched on there, it's not really sort of the show, I don't think, that you would continue watching every night, say 4 nights a week like some of the others. But we'll wait and see what happens with that one.
So out of 10 for you?
Probably nothing higher than a 7 or an 8.
Oh, there you go. So, well, a better report from your end than mine, that is for sure. I tell you, someone who's in damage control at the moment is Andrew O'Keefe, and his domestic violence case will go to court.
Yes, that one kicked off yesterday. The story for him away from the bright lights of TV, to be honest, is one that's been for him for quite some time. Not a great one. He's been dealing with his demons in terms of his mental health and alcohol and drugs for some time now. But to his credit, he has tried to rewrite that story in a very formal and informal way. And he seemed to be in quite a good place recently. But of course, that story took a very dramatic turn last weekend when he was charged with one count of domestic violence after allegedly assaulting his girlfriend. That case went to court yesterday for the very fairly early stages in a mentions hearing where his lawyer basically asked the court for an adjournment, which was granted because Andrew has been in medical care this week and basically unable to advise his lawyer specifically on how that will proceed. So that case will play out at a later date. Obviously, there's a legal process that will be followed there, but I guess we hope whatever the outcome is, once it's all said and done, hopefully Andrew can find a good place where he is really, really positive for a long, long period of time because, like with all of these cases, you know, it's a sad story when somebody so talented is lost to those higher powers and those higher demons. It's really quite sad what's happened to him.
Yeah, absolutely. Watch this space on that one. His lawyer yesterday saying that his ex has got a lot to answer for. Very interesting. Cate Blanchett and Nicole Kidman, they're going up against each other when it comes to getting a SAG award.
Yes, that's right. The SAG Award nominations came out overnight, so the Screen Actors Guild Awards, basically the Actors Union, these awards as compared to, say, the Oscars and the Golden Globes, and they will battle it out in the same category after being nominated for Outstanding Performance by a Female Actor in a TV, Movie or Limited Series, Kate for Mrs. America and Nicole Kidman for The Undoing. Funnily enough, they actually received nominations yesterday with the Golden Globe nominations when they came out in exactly the same category, battling it out there and also now at the SAG Awards. An interesting note as well, Chadwick Boseman, the late actor, the late Black Panther actor who passed away last year for cancer, he's actually made a SAG Awards history by picking up four nominations, so two, one for Best Actor and one for Supporting Actor, for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom and the other one for Dar 5 Blood. So you sort of feel that he has to surely sort of get some Oscar nominations when they come out at a later date, surely.
Good luck to all the nominees. To wrap it up, Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, you've got an update on Australian singing legend Darryl Braithwaite. Why was he admitted to hospital recently?
Well, last week we were told that it was a mystery illness, and sorry to sort of be a little bit lacklustre with this, but it was nothing serious. It was, in fact, a mystery illness, and he's doing really well. He was discharged from Melbourne's Cabrini Hospital on Monday. It was a mild bug. He was quite unwell, though, so given the current climate, his team really were just playing it safe and took him off to hospital. He was in full PPE the entire time he was at hospital. Did not have COVID, does not have COVID now, but to be completely fair and accurate in my reporting, he was in a COVID area of the hospital. I suggest that that was just as a precaution until they found out what was wrong with him. And, of course, we saw that statement saying that it was not COVID-related. I suggest that they were just trying to get it on top of that in case it came out that, you know, Darryl Braithwaite's in a COVID ward of the hospital. You know, the panic would have set in straight away. But I was told yesterday that since he's come home from hospital, he's fine and got no symptoms of the bug that he had before he went in. So very pleasant ending to that story, which is what we like to hear.
And that's very good news for those who hold tickets to Rock the Bowl at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl next Friday, where he's performing alongside the Black Sorrows and John Stevens. Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, the Big Show Entertainment Report wrapped up for another week, and you have a wonderful one.
You too. Thanks, Peter.